Good morning and greetings again in Jesus' name, the precious name of Jesus. I trust you're looking to him this morning. Like I said yesterday morning, we want to be talking about spiritual eyesight again this morning and why, what prevents us from being able to see spiritually. What are some of the things that prevent us? And I have a few scriptures to look at. The first one is John chapter 9, in the beginning and then again in the end of the chapter. John chapter 9. The whole chapter is about the man that was born blind and Jesus came along and healed him. Let's read the first three verses. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Then we'd be fitting to read verse 5 too. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So, if we have Jesus in our life, we can see. That is a very short version of how we can see and how we cannot. Jesus is the light of the world. If we don't have Jesus, we are in darkness. We are in confusion and fear, and we're not going to be able to see. Okay, let's read the last three verses as well.
There's a big, long dialogue in the chapter between the Pharisees and the Lord Jesus and the man that was healed and his parents. And it would be worthwhile taking the whole chapter, but for the sake of time, we're not going to do that. At the end there it says, and Jesus said, talking to Pharisees, for judgment. Actually, he was talking to the man that was healed, but the Pharisees overheard him. Let's read. For judgment I am come into the world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. This has been a little bit of a difficult chapter for me to completely understand, and I don't know if I completely do yet, but what I'm taking this last verse is that if the Pharisees were blind, and then Jesus came along, and he would have healed them, If they were just blind like this other man, they would have looked at Jesus and sought healing, and they would not have had sin. But now, what they were saying is that they are the ones that are seeing.
They are the ones that know the truth. They are the ones that have the truth. They are the ones that are where they should be, that have the true religion. In other words, they felt like they were the ones that had arrived at the truth already and needed nothing. They didn't need Jesus. They didn't need guidance. They didn't need help, so they thought. They were saying, we see. Therefore, they were blind because they didn't feel like they had need of anything. In Peter's city, self-righteousness is a blinding thing. If we're self-righteous, we are blind. That's one thing, self-righteousness, that will prevent us from seeing. Let's read Matthew 13:10-16. Again,
like example of self-righteousness. Matthew 13, starting in verse 10. And the disciples came to him and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak unto them in parables, because they see and see not, and hear they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed close, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and then should be converted, and I should heal them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Here again, the Pharisees, the Jews, had so closed their eyes, and so shut their ears, their hearts were fat as grease, and they didn't want to change. They thought they had all they needed. They thought they were the ones. They were at the top. And they were unable to receive anything new because of their perceived self-righteousness. May the Lord save us from self-righteousness. Matthew 15 would be another example. The scribes and Pharisees are having a problem with the fact that Jesus or his disciples were not washing their hands because they were eating the petition that they had. God did never command them to do this, but they had the tradition. And he challenged them in some areas of how they were transgressing the commandment of God by their tradition. Starting in verse 8, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude, and said unto them, Hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth, defileth a man, but that which goeth out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended that they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Again, another example of self-righteousness and blinding effect. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3 and speaking of the Laodicean church, starting in verse 14, reading through 18, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. For then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold dried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness be not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Again, a very clear example of
self-righteousness, or we could call it smugness, we could call it pride, or lukewarmness. How it destroyed the Laodiceans. They felt like they really had it all together. They had not any need, no need of anything. They were saying, they're rich, they're the priest is good, they have need of nothing. But in reality, spiritually speaking, they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I think the time's up for this morning. Let's come back to this subject tomorrow morning again and talk some more about different things that can cause us to be blind and take away our sight and take care and hinder us from having good spiritual eyesight. And may the Lord help us to see our needs, help us to repent, help us to be humble and not be self-righteous. God bless you today. I hope you have a wonderful day in the Lord.